I was a Navy wife, and we had orders to Guantanamo Bay in 1989. Shortly after we received the orders, we moved with my active duty CB builder chief husband, and we spent approximately 4 years in Guantanamo with our two sons, Sean and Stephen. And we lived in Tierra Cay, which is fairly new government housing. 4th of July celebration, every year the base would bring in a huge spectacle for the 4th of July celebration, in which they would put it on a barge. And you'd think that you were in New York City or in the middle of California with the firework display that they gave us. The Hutia, which are called banana rats by the Americans, which are vegetarians, ran freely throughout the island, and they were very destructive. They were very destructive while you were sleeping at night. They were nocturnal. They were eating all the hoses off your vehicle to get at the radiator fluid for water, because it was so dry during dry season. So they were very destructive, and we were constantly having to replace hoses to the radiators because of course it would kill them, but that was something I just remembered. Snakes. There was literally, at one time on my back porch, I could smell it. I went outside, and there was a between 6 and 7 foot long boa constrictor with his skin shed balled up in the corner of my porch in the back. I had no problem with the DOD schools. Both of my sons were in high school. Stephen, my oldest boy, graduated in 1992 with a total of 34 students. That was the graduating class of 92, 34 students. At one particular time, I was visiting the Marine Tower, where you can actually go up in the tower and literally take binoculars and look into Communist Cuba. And I happened to glance over and looked at their tower, and there were two communist men in there looking at me. Which, if you've never ever been afraid or realized how lucky we are to be free, it was that moment. Another particular time, Thanksgiving, the first year I was there, we were on Windmill Beach and doing our normal thing, sunning, enjoying the beautiful beach, and just enjoying snorkeling, fishing, whatever we might have been doing. And around the corner from one of the giant rocks, mountain, whatever you want to call it, comes a huge, dilapidated, not even seaworthy boat, stacked and packed with Haitians trying to get away from the torture and the pain of starvation and the murdering and everything else that was going on in the country. That's how I experienced Thanksgiving Day in 1989. And it really makes you realize how lucky you are truly to be an American. Overall, my experience was beautiful. It was a beautiful experience. It's a great place to bring up, raise children. It's a very laid-back, old-school. It's definitely not a place to go if you're looking for big city life, because there's no way you're going to find it there. Well, that's another backward thing. And this isn't 50s or 60s. This is more like 30s and 40s. They had what you call base station radio. I could go to my husband's work, and they would call the base in Jacksonville. And Jacksonville or Norfolk would hook you up with your family in the States. And I can't remember exactly, but I want to say 20 minutes, one call a week. If you used the phone, the bill was ridiculous. It was like, I want to say $1 a minute to call the States. Yeah. So you didn't talk to your family very often. We had none of the luxuries you have in America. Like things like that you take for granted. Like, everybody comes back 20 or 30 pounds lighter, because the only restaurants we had on the island was McDonald's and then a base, next commissary exchange, and a little sandwich shop or whatever. So the first thing you do is come back and you want to hurry up and eat all this American food. You want to see all these new things on the island. So there was a big adjustment. There was things that was happening in America we didn't even know about. For an example, when we came back, I didn't even know who Barney was. My nieces were talking about Barney. That's how limited access we have to American TV. But I think my really fondest memory is the camaraderie that we had as Americans. As Americans, being in this country where within approximately from where I lived, in TK, at the very end of my street, within, I'm going to say, 2 miles, was Communist Cuba. And that's the difference between being free and being killed because you're trying to get to the American side.